A reading from the Gospel of Luke. After this, Jesus appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." The word of the Lord. I travel a lot, and sometimes the distractions along the way are the best part of a trip. You take a back road instead of taking the highway somewhere, and there you meet somebody, a very interesting person who gives you just the insight you need. Or your car breaks down and you meet somebody kind enough to stop and help you. This is not what Jesus is talking about here, though. Sometimes a distraction is just a distraction. I travel a lot. And you know, when you travel a lot, some days you're in no particular hurry. And so you take the back road instead of the highway. And you can meet very interesting people on the back roads or see some beautiful scenery. But some days, those distractions are just distractions. That's what Jesus is talking about here. We don't have a view of meeting people along the way as a good thing. People are dangerous. And you need to hurry, so you can't even carry a purse or a bag. You need to go straight there and talk to no one. Why? Well, because Jesus has sent people out to do something, to prepare the way for him, to announce that the kingdom of God is near and bring it in their person. And that message needs to get out. And his disciples were traveling in Samaria, a place where people were very discouraging to Jesus and his message, because he was going to Jerusalem. They were Jews, not Samaritans. In our own lives, we can get distracted. Sometimes, maybe it is those distractions are the important part, helping somebody you didn't expect to meet. But sometimes distractions are distractions, and they keep us from doing what God would have us do. Have we been sent out, is what we need to ask. What were we sent to do? And we need to not let things get in the way of our doing what we were sent to do. Do we see our mission as important? Do we see that God has sent us to preach the kingdom of God, and there are people waiting to hear that message, waiting for us? Perhaps they don't even know it yet, but they'll know it when they hear it. But they won't hear it if we don't get there. I have a wonderful community. You know, I'm a Dominican, a member of a great worldwide order. And I get a lot of great insights from my brothers and sisters in the order. But sometimes even they are a distraction when they say, it's impossible. Don't worry about it. You take this preaching thing too seriously. Can we? Don't we need to sometimes take it more seriously? Because what we're offering to people is the most important thing in the world. The kingdom of God, where all things will be made right. Let us keep to that task.